Hello, Diskers. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I am here to right a wrong that was done several months ago. I am standing on hole number 10 at Cliff Drive. So, as you may recall, this is going to end up being a companion podcast. As you may recall, Trees Bane and Blu-ray and I played this course, but all of a sudden a tournament broke out that we didn't know about, and so we only got to play the first 10 holes. So I'm going to at least play the final 8. I tried to get both Blu-ray and Trees Bane out here, but Trees Bane had a powwow, and Blu-ray had something going on. I even asked somebody else who's a non-disker if they want to come out and drink beer with me, because I did pick up some brews, and he said no, he'd had a bad day. So I am on my own. I am on the number 10 tee pad now. The number 10 tee pad's actually, or no, I mean 11 tee pad. It's actually labeled as number 12. It looks like they are getting ready for the Kansas City Wide Open, or maybe they just had it. I can't remember. I'm sorry, I don't keep track of well enough. But so I'm going with the original number 11 hole, and I'm going to start from there. So I will let you know how I do. I am on the tee pad. The tee pads here are marvelously very long. They go from skinny to wide. We learned that that's actually backwards this past weekend, but I kind of prefer it that way. Gives me a little bit more options at the end, but that's just me. So anyway, I'm going to throw the TL3. It looks like this one, they're calling... Oh, they don't have squat on the sign. The sign just identifies that this is hole number 12. There's a bunch of Bud Light beer cans. I like to see that laying right by the hole. So this is a beer friendly course, which is one of the reasons I brought some. I think it's also friendly to a lot of other things, and we'll talk about that later. So here we go, hole number 11. All right, so I'm up to what should be hole number 12, at least according to the old course. And it runs right along the road, and so it's a really tough hole because you have a very skinny window and you have the road right off to your left, so it's really hard to keep it in bounds. I think that they've changed where hole number one is, so it looks like they had a tournament here and they've changed a few things around, so I'm not quite sure what to believe. I'm going to just try and play the course as I remember it. And then maybe as I get through holes 1 through 10, maybe things will kind of make sense again. But I'm going to go ahead and play this as hole number 12. So I parred the last hole, so that was good. Yeah, we'll see what happens. There are a bunch of people driving around here, like, I don't know, they're going like 50 miles an hour on a street that probably is 25. So kind of crazy. Here we go. Hole number 12. Hey, so I went ahead and parred number 12, is what I think I'm going to say that one was. Had my first swig of beer for the day. So, just on a little, on that note, I did buy what was called a 9-pack of Miller Lights. And what's interesting about these, they're 16 ounces, and they have lids that you can screw back on. So they're really good at something like disc golf, where you don't want to spill your beer and you're going to take a swig and then carry it around and that kind of thing. So little helper for you. I learned that from my friend Disco, who, when we went yachting one day. Yes, we went yachting. That's how we roll. Anyway, I'm up to, I think, the longest hole at Cliff Drive disc golf course. I can't remember exactly how far it is. I think 500 or 600 feet. I'm going to play the short position, I think. I can see they've got two of them up. One's got a flag on it, one doesn't. The one I'm going to throw at does not have a flag on it because I'm not going to play. It looks like that's set up for tournament rules, I think, for the KC Wide Open. So the short one, I think, is about 500, and the long one looks about 800 or something like that. So it's slightly downhill, but not really that much. You got a great open pasture, and you have a view of slight view of downtown, some of the highways and that kind of thing. You can see planes taking off from the downtown airport. And a lot of cars parked on the side of the road kind of suspiciously. So that's always interesting. I'm going to throw the Blizzard Champion Destroyer. see how it flies. I've only thrown it a few times, so this is a good place where I got a nice wide open field and don't have to worry too much about it being a tight situation. So here we go. Hole number, what am I calling this? 13? Yeah, 13. Here we go. All right, so that's the furthest I've ever thrown a disc, which is kind of cool. So I had the wide open area and I threw it probably around 400 feet, something like that. So for a lot of the folks out there, that's probably not the furthest. I mean, they've probably thrown a lot further, but that's the furthest I've ever thrown. So that was kind of cool. I'm going to call it a par four, although I think that most professionals probably would call it a par three. I think it was, I stepped it off as 180 some steps, 187 or something like that, which puts it, I don't know, 550, 600, something like that. Wide open, maybe you can get there within three. I don't know if you could ever get a birdie that way, so I don't know. At any rate, I'm calling it a four, and I missed a birdie opportunity, and so I didn't get it. I'm up to hole number, 14. Hey, my sign even says hole number 14. Oddly enough, I don't actually see a hole, though. So that's kind of frustrating. Maybe they're talking about the one I just threw at. That seems unlikely. You'd think that they'd put a flag on it. I'm going to go ahead and assume it's behind this oak tree that's in front of me. And we'll see what happens. In case you're wondering, I'm not really a biggest fan of Miller Lite, but it's between Miller Lite and Coors Light, and since I wanted to have the screw-on lid, I went with Miller Lite, so there you go. Anyway, here's hole number 14. Let's see how we do. So, okay, so on hole number 14, I would have had a birdie look if the hole would have actually been in the pole, but it's not. So I don't know if somebody stole the basket or if the tournament, I guess the tournament has this being some obnoxiously long hole. So I guess it's like 800 feet or 900 feet or something like that. I'm going to go ahead and just play traditional, and I'm going to count that as a three. And then I'm going to play this as hole number 15, even though the flag says 14. I got to admit, guys, this is really kind of annoying that you've jacked up the disc golf course for the tournament, but that's your prerogative, I suppose. At any rate, I'm throwing hole 15 at a flag that's number 14 because they decided to skip a whole hole somehow. I think it all works out in the end at the very beginning. So, we'll see. Oh, there's a bicycler coming out of the thing there. Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to go ahead and throw my destroyer again because it's been throwing pretty good for me. So, I'll see if I can get it up to where I need to get. Anyway, here we go. All right, so I think I figured out what's going on. I think what happened is that this course has basically made hole number one, which is a really tricky, cool hole, into hole number 18 to kind of finalize the hole. So I'm up to what would be the old hole 16, which is labeled hole 15. I can't see a hole again, so that makes me a little nervous, but at least there's this cheap-ass sign sitting there saying that this is hole 15 for the tournament. So I'm assuming it's somewhere around the corner. So I'm going to go ahead and play my T-Devil and let it hyzer around this hill. Hopefully I won't get it. This is an interesting hole because right up next to it is where an old reservoir was. And so you have all these trees that are lining it. It looks like it's just kind of a line of trees that's on top of a berm. But if you go through this gate, you can drop down into this old reservoir that's got like all kinds of cool graffiti and stuff growing in it and those kinds of things. And it's kind of neat. Again, I'm going to throw hole 16. Here we go. All right, so I rode the bogey bus over to hole number 17. Hole number 17 is a little interesting in that I see two holes again. One has no flag and one does. The one that has a flag looks like it's about 1,000 feet away. And the one that doesn't have a flag looks like it's about 650, something like that. So I'm going to go for the 650 one just to be a traditionalist. I'm not really all that mad, but I am kind of frustrated that there's just like no rhyme or reason to anything. So you kind of have to make this whole thing up as you go along. But whatever. I'm going to try and throw my destroyer again at this hole that has no flag. So here we go. There's probably a lesson to be learned and not get frustrated while you play disc golf and drink after you've got off work. But I'm going to not get it because I'm not a person who learns my lessons. I just double bogeyed hole number, what should be 17, and I'm up to hole number, what should be number 18, but they're calling hole number 11 now. So I guess if I used my UDisc app, I would figure out exactly how their layout is, because there's like four different layouts now on the UDisc app for this. So that's a little bit confusing. I'm not sure what the hole was supposed to be, if it's just supposed to be a practice hole or what. This course is kind of notorious for just having random holes that are there and not being the one you're specifically supposed to be throwing at. So this is hole number, I'm going to call it 18, even though the flag says 11. You play uphill towards the reservoir, and then you're usually supposed to be done. I, of course, am going to go ahead and start back on where I think hole number one should be and play through. So think of this as a companion podcast to the one that Trees Bane and Blu-ray and I did several months ago. And just think of it as me finishing it up without those two cool guys with me. So they're with me in spirit. Here we go. Hole number 18. All right. So if you are listening to the previous podcast of this, this would mark the end. I think there's going to be some bonus coverage because I'm going to go play what used to be hole number one, and I'll see what happens. Overall, you know, I like this course. It's one of my pre-podcast favorite courses. It's got a very, very cool front 10, and then it's got 8 holes on the very back that really will test your arm strength, I think, and your wind capacity and your lungs, if you know what I mean, if you're climbing the hill and that kind of thing. But yeah, so anyway, that was the end of the podcast from way back, I think in May or April, something like that. Or I'm going to get up and start on the old hole number one and see if it actually still has a hole here. So here we go. This is Mr. Pole Jingles out, and then I'm going to be back in for bonus coverage. Okay, I'm up to what should be hole number one. This is bonus coverage, by the way. And I guess it must be hole number 18 because I can see the flag from old hole number 10 is now hole number 17. So I'm on hole number 18/hole number 1. I don't see the basket. You play across the valley, a valley full of trash. And we'll see how I do. Here we go. All right, so the light's starting to fade on me. I don't think I'm going to actually get all 18 holes in. So this bonus coverage is going to be with an asterisk. You're not going to get the whole 18. I apologize. I almost lost a disc because of the fading light. It is what it is. It might be some of my fading concentration, if you will. I'm kind of looking over here at hole number one. Maybe I should go ahead and play number one because I've never played it before. This is a new hole. And actually, hole number two looks like it's a new hole too. So I'm going to go ahead and play those because I've never played them. So bonus coverage. Woo, woo, woo. I've also had my second 16-ounce Miller Lite without hardly any food today. So there you go. Looks like somebody's coming on to play a few holes too. So here we go. Hey, all right. So I did the new number one. And I got to say, yeah, you guys I don't know who's listening to this, but there was a lot of work done. They did a lot of brush clearing. It's on the side of the hill. It could be cool, but good grief, it feels like you're playing across a dump. There's so much trash in the way. You know, you don't have any information on the little signs that they put out there to know exactly where the hole is. So I think I got a 5 on that, but I'm not really going to even put it on the UDiscuss because I have no idea what that means. They did pour a new pad. For whatever reason, they decided the pads were going to be just rectangular for these, which is fine. I don't mind rectangles, but they didn't go with the motif that they went with, short to wide, so that was interesting. I can't see the basket from hole number 2. Hole number 2 is another new poured pad. I saw some guys come up behind me, but I don't think they've started playing yet. The sun's getting ready to go down, so I'm not sure how many more holes I've got in me. I'm going to try and play number 2, and we'll see how I do. All right, hole number 2 is a little bit better. It's got a new tee pad, too. It still has got a bunch of trash on it, which is not fun, but I bogeyed that one, so I didn't at least double bogey it. It's really hard whenever you don't even know where the hole is, and there's no sign giving you any indication. You know, Cliff Drive needs a little bit of love, that's for sure. I'm up to hole number 3, which used to be hole number 2, and this might just be my last hole. I'm not even sure if I'm going to throw it. I'm going to go ahead and throw it. It'll be fine. Yeah, this is one of the few holes I've actually birdied on this disc golf course, and it does give you, it's a wooded shot. There is a peg where the place where I birdied is right there, and then another I'd say 80 feet behind it is where the new position is. I think this might be the hole that Trees Bane lost a disc on, where he tried to putt with a T-bird and it rolled right down the hill. So you gotta be careful with this, because this is a big cliff right here. So wish me luck, hole number 3. All right, so I just finished up hole number, I guess it was hole number 2 to me, but now it's hole number 3. I'm down to hole number 4, which I kind of feel like is the signature hole of this course. It's right up against the cliff. It's not my favorite hole, because it would be best if I could flick, or if I was a left-handed backhand thrower. You really have to get around a bunch of trees. I like to put a hyzer on it, or if I had something that, I mean, let me get this straight. Let's see. Oh gosh. If it was understable, I think that's right. It would go to the right for a backhand right-hand thrower. I don't think I have very many of those discs, so I'm going to throw my Buzz and try to put an Anheuser on it. It looks like they've cleaned things up just a little bit, so there's not quite as much brush. They have poured another tee pad. I guess the old tee pad didn't fit the muster for the KC Wide Open. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5 yards long. So it's really, really long, but really, really skinny too. So I'm not quite sure what that's all about. Anyway, I'm gonna throw the Buzz on it. I have a Buzz. I like that. So here we go. Hole number 3, I think, in my book. But in somebody else's books, it's hole number 4. There you go. Okay, so I'm going to do what any sensible disker would do when challenged by having had a few too many drinks and the sun going down. I'm going to keep playing. So I'm up to hole, I'm not sure. I skipped 2 holes for sure. But I'm playing one of the holes I really like. It kind of reminds me of Rosedale's, I don't remember what hole it is, the one that like carves to the left. And I'm going to go ahead and try out my Destroyer Blizzard Champion and see if I can get a par. I just would like to get a par again. That just would be really nice. So, hey, there's some people riding their bicycles along the road. There's a road that goes through Cliff Drive that is not open to cars. And so there's a lot of bicyclists that go around here, so it's kind of fun. Again, let's see. I skipped what should be hole 4 and 5, and now I'm on what should be hole 6, but probably is a hole 7. Yeah, and here I go. All right, I'm up to the hanging basket hole, which is one of my favorite holes in Kansas City. I really like it. Again, much like the cliff hole, it is in a situation where it does not really do much good for me because you have to do a flick shot. The basket does hang from the cliff. I can see the arm of the where it hangs, but I can't see the actual basket. So I'm gonna go with a forehand throw with my tee devil and hope to God that it curves back to the right. I did just relieve myself, which kind of makes me feel good. Yeah. So I'm having a little more fun. I did get a par on that last one, so don't let the bastards keep you down. That's what my new slogan is. So, we'll go from there. All right, so the bastards kept me down. I missed what should be easily a par putt on the hanging baskets. If you were a tournament player, apparently I was not playing the right hole. There's another basket that's around the corner by quite a ways. So I feel like the hanging basket should always be the basket for that hole. So anyway, I'm up to what should be hole number 9. That's hole number 10 on this particular layout. I feel like Kansas City wide open must be over because not all the holes had the things. And so I think that some people must have stolen some of the signs. It would be nice if they went ahead and made these signs, if they would give distances and those kinds of things. Because if you're going to go ahead and put hole number 10 on it, you could probably put hole number 10 342 or whatever feet it is to it. Anyway, I'm going to play the star tee devil and see if I can't redeem myself and get a par or maybe a birdie. I'm not quite sure. It's kind of around the corner. You can't see it from the tee pad. There's, I think, a cottonwood tree straight away. I'm going to try and throw it straight at it and then hopefully the tee devil naturally hyzers back towards the basket. So wish me luck, folks. Wish me luck. So if you were wishing me luck, it didn't work. So you don't have any mystical powers, I'm sorry to say. I'm up to what should be hole number 10, but apparently is hole number, I think, 17. Whatever. And it is in a location I don't think I've played before. I can see the flag. It's usually a little bit deeper than that. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to pull out of the bag, but it's probably not going to work. So, not trying to be negative. Just, you know, I probably haven't had my best round in the world since I've been drinking some of the Miller Lights. But let's see. I think I'm going to go with the TL3 because that's what I pulled up. It seems like a safe bet to just lay up with it. So here I go. This is probably my last hole, my truly last hole of the evening. Might not be my last beer though. So just food for thought. All right, this is bonus coverage. So like a gambler in the casino, I just can't walk away from this course. Well, I can because I'm going to, but I wanted to try hole number 1/hole number 18 again because when I first played it, I did not recognize that there was a flag, and on hole number, I guess 18 or whatever it is, there's two holes. There's actually three holes in this. One's the practice hole, one's actually the hole you're supposed to play to, and then there's an orange hole that God knows what. Why you're supposed to be playing there. The first time I played it, I went ahead and played the orange hole. And the second time I was like, well, since I know where it is, I'm going to try and play hole number 18. I didn't have a decent drive. I'll admit that. And then my layup shot for my second shot, it didn't go very well either. But I did have a look at a par, which is, I've never had a par, I think, on hole number what I call one. So I didn't get it. So, you know, cliff drive. I love this course. I just wish it was not so schizophrenic and did not have so many holes on the course that actually are not what you're supposed to throw at. I think there was 4 or 5 holes that were like just sitting there, just, I don't know. I'm just here. And then the new layout is, it's okay. I don't think that this is really, I don't want to be a snob. I don't want to be a snob at all, but this is not really a tournament course. It's got some cool aspects, but it's kind of trashy. So anyway, if you listen this long, thank you. I appreciate it. This is Mr. Pole Jangles. Keep listening. I promise that I'll be more optimistic later. And that's about all I got. So take care. Keep banging those chains. Hit subscribe if you like. If you don't like, send me some terse direct messages on my Twitter account. That'd be fun. I'd love to get into a debate about disc golf. But anyway, I'm going to sign off for now. Take care, guys. Keep hanging those chains. Bye.
Oh, thank you.